Welcome to the Seeds Uniting Church podcast. For more information and other resources, you can visit our website at seedschurch.org. Now enjoy this inspiring message from our Sunday morning service.
Well, thank you. An applause already. That's awesome. Well, as Jonathan said, my name's Marianne and I'm a part of the team here at Seeds. And I have the privilege and the pleasure of bringing God's word to you this morning. For those of you who may be new here or you've been on holidays, you may not realise that we're in the middle of a three-week series called Hollywood Jesus, where we're looking at biblical themes from movies. And last week, Jonathan spoke about Lion, the movie Lion, which is a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you watch it. Today, we're going to be looking at the movie Moana. Who's seen Moana? Ah, good, a few of you. Who won't go and see a Disney animated movie unless you have a child present? I see one hand down the front here. You know what, this church, we've got a lot of children and you're going to want to see the movie after this message so, you know, you can borrow them at any time. You do probably just need to check with the parents, but I'm sure that's going to be fine. For those of you who haven't seen the movie Moana, take a look at the trailer. Great movie. I never thought that God would speak to me so clearly and so directly by watching a Disney animated movie, but that's exactly what happened. You know, a lot of you know that my children, who are pretty much adults now, they love Disney. And we're a Disney family and, you know, we're proud of it. And we had a free night on a Saturday night back late last year, and we chose to watch the movie Moana, which really is a bit of a miracle, because trying to pick a movie that all four of us want to watch, especially as the kids get older, sometimes that can actually take the length of a whole movie. And by the time we've picked the movie, it's like 10 o'clock at night and it's like, sorry, it's too late. But we chose to watch Moana. So we had rearranged our lounge room, we got our chocolate out, and we were all ready. For those of you who haven't seen Moana, it's essentially a story about a brave young girl who must go far beyond the boundaries and security of what she's known to discover who she really is. So she sails out on this daring mission to save her people. And during her journey, she meets, as you met, Maui. And together they sail across the open ocean on an action-packed voyage, encountering enormous monsters and impossible odds. Your typical Disney movie. She fulfills the ancient quest of her ancestors and discovers the one thing that she has always sought, and that is her purpose and her identity. You know, it's one of my favourite movies for a few reasons. I mean, it's so well produced. The animation in it is fantastic and the characters are brilliant. The songs in the movie are also brilliant. I mean, you thought the songs in Frozen were good. You need to listen to the songs in Moana. In fact, I challenge you to watch the movie and not be humming some of the songs afterwards. Or dare I say, I challenge you to not download it to your favourite device. Come on. I know there are adults here who have done that. Heidi, I know you're one of them. So I might be too. The movie touches on a couple of themes that are really close to the human heart. And they're themes around purpose and around our identity. Before I continue, let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word today. Thank you, Father, that your word is alive. And I thank you that the sole authority lies in your word and not in my ability to preach it. God, I lean on your word and not on my own understanding of it to breathe new life into us and to enable us to walk this life out in a way that you have called us to. Father, I pray that you would speak to us all this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever had a dream? Have you ever felt a calling to do something that requires you to go beyond others' expectations, beyond what your family think you should or shouldn't do, beyond what you think you can do, beyond what you've known, something that would take you beyond your comfort zone? Moana did. Take a look at this.
I will talk to the council. I'm sure
what
we
can... we fish beyond the reef?
No one goes beyond the reef.
I know, but if there are no fish in the lagoon...
Moana.
And there's a whole ocean...
We have one rule.
An old rule when there were fish.
A rule that keeps us safe instead of endangering our people. So you can run right back to the water. Every time I think you're past this, no one goes beyond the reef.
I know everybody on this island has a role on this island, so maybe I can roll with mine. I can lead with pride, I can make us strong, I'll be satisfied if I play along. But the voice inside sings a different song. What is wrong with me? See, the light as it shines on the sea, it's blinding, but no one knows how deep it goes. And it seems like it's calling out to me, so come find me. Let me know what's beyond that line. Will I cross that line? The line where the sky meets the sea. It calls me, and no one knows how far it goes.
Now I believe that God has called every one of us to go beyond ourselves, beyond our fears and our limitations, to serve others and to glorify Him. Now, in the clip we just saw then, Moana sings about a voice inside, the conscience which is calling her out of the comfort and the false security of the island. Have you ever felt that? Now, even though you may be really happy with the way that your life is, there's a deeper pull or a calling that you can't ignore. Moana struggled with this. I mean, she had pressure from her family to respect her father and traditions. And in the clip we just saw, she says, I'll be satisfied if I play along. But there's a voice inside that sings a different song. What is wrong with me? For Moana, that deeper voice, that deeper calling was for her to be her true self. Now, as I said earlier, God spoke to me when I watched that movie. I was surprised. And it wasn't like an audible voice where we had to kind of turn it all off and everyone's gone, whoa, did you hear that? It was that, you know, when God is speaking to you, there's something that touches you deep in your heart when you watch something or you hear something. And I felt like God was saying to me, you know, Marianne, you have spent most of your life on the island protected by the reef, not ever wanting to go out of your comfort zone. But that's not what a life with me is about. Step out and discover who you truly are. You know, in the same way, like Moana's calling, God has called every one of us to live a life beyond the reef, so to speak. Now, I think the reef is a great metaphor for us. I mean, it's so beautiful. I don't know if anyone here has scuba dived or snorkeled around the Great Barrier Reef. It is just so beautiful. I mean, Grant and I, we went to Fiji years ago and we went on this boat trip and they dropped us near this reef and we snorkeled for about an hour and it's just exotic, like the coral and the fish. It is so beautiful to see. And, you know, the reef, it has a purpose. It will limit danger or unpredictability that comes into the shore, into the island. It kind of keeps it a little bit safe. However, a reef also represents a place like a barrier or a limitation. You know, boats often can't go directly to the shore and they can't leave the safety of the island. So a reef will inhibit or limit what goes out. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. Now, what are you missing out on because you don't want to go beyond the reef? Beyond your comfort zone, beyond the protectiveness and the security, beyond others' expectations of what they think you should or shouldn't do. Now, inside the reef is a beautiful place. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, it's safer there. It's comforting. It's predictable to live in your comfort zone. Who doesn't want to live their life like that? I mean, I know some of you don't. But a lot of us, we do. You know, we don't like risk. We don't like feeling uncomfortable. We don't like uncertainties, but, you know, God hasn't called us to live a life of comfort and predictability. He has called us to live a life of risk and faith. You know, once you get beyond the reef, so to speak, you actually discover who you were truly created to be. True happiness lies not in us being comfortable and safe, doing what we know, what we've always done, or never leaving a place or a tradition. True happiness means being who we are and who we're called to be and living our vocation fully. You know, I've encountered a few awkward moments with God. You know, don't get me wrong, I love his presence, but you know, the Holy Spirit has a way of prompting us outside our comfort zones. You know, he has transformed me from being an extremely shy and insecure person who hated, terrified of public speaking, scared of talking to people I didn't know. I mean, I remember not so long ago coming up the stairs to church and saying to my husband, Grant, don't leave me because I might have to talk to someone I don't know. I am now someone who speaks often in front of people. I love meeting new people. I love making people feel comfortable and relaxed. But you know, I didn't wake up one morning feeling confident and unafraid and ready to take on all that God had planned and purposed for me. It was a journey filled with faith challenges. You know, it's taken me 50 years to get to where I am today, and I'm not there yet. Now, getting from where we are to where God calls us requires uncomfortable faith and action, and it requires us to go beyond the reef. Let me read from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, about God's call to Abraham. The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." Now, our Heavenly Father, he specializes in the impossible and the improbable. God called Abraham father of many long before he became one. You know, what is God calling you that you are yet to see the fruit of? Like Abraham, it would take many leaps of faith to manifest God's promises in our lives. In Hebrews 11, verses 8 to 10, in the Message paraphrase, I want you to listen. By an act of faith, Abraham said yes to God's call to travel to an unknown place that would become his home. And when he left, he had no idea where he was going. And by an act of faith, he lived in the country promised him, lived as a stranger camping in tents. Isaac and Jacob did the same, living under the same promise. Abraham did it by keeping his eye on an unseen city with real eternal foundations, the city designed and built by God. Now, Abraham was a man of immense faith, but that wasn't enough. He would never have become the father of many without his actions fueled by faith. Now in James chapter 2, verse 17, the ESV version, "So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. What is God calling you to do in 2018? Now, we are at the beginning of a brand new year. What is the inner voice saying to you? What is the one thing that God has reserved for you to do? And what faith action is required from you? You know, a faith action can be something as small as just giving a word of kindness. It can be walking across the room and saying hello to someone that you don't know. It can be making a meal for a neighbor, joining a small group, leading a small group. Or it can be something as big as leaving behind everything that you have known. You know, like Moana, we too, we are voyagers. We're reading the signs and we are trying to discover who God made us to be. Now, sometimes that call is deep. Sometimes it's faint. Sometimes we need people to gather around us to help us unpack it and work it through. Sometimes the call comes in opposition, like Moana, to what our family expect we should do, to what we think we should do, what we think is comfortable and safe. But you know, if Abraham could stand firm in God's promise without ever seeing the fruit of it, then we can step out of our comfort zones by faith actions, knowing that God's plan is better than our own. Will you take the leap of faith in whatever He is calling you to do? Will you, like Moana, go beyond the reef? You know, it all begins with our willingness and ends with us being extraordinarily empowered. Now, God is looking for men and women who have a heart for Him, who want to take their lives to the next level, who want to step out of the maze of mediocrity and live for something bigger and better than themselves. That's easier said than done, right? You know, what stops us from stepping out beyond the reef, whatever your reef looks like? What is stopping you from fulfilling your own personal, unique calling? You know, there may be several answers to that question that come to your mind, but I think for a lot of us, it's because we don't know who we are. You see, the thing is, if you don't know who you are, then you're vulnerable to what other people tell you who you are, what you can do, what you should do, what you can't do. But you know, the concrete, solid gospel truth is that you are who God says you are, and no one else has a vote in the matter. You know, we need to abandon any image of ourselves that's not from God. We stop accepting what others have said about us, how others have labeled us, how others have defined us, and we start accepting about what God says about us, that He is pleased with how He created you. That is what defines you. You know, you're not defined by your feelings. You're not defined by the opinions of others or by your circumstances. You're not defined by your successes or your failures. You're not defined by the car you drive, the job you have, the money you make, the ATAR you just received, the house that you own, or the bank really does. You know, you are defined by God and God alone. He identifies you as His own. Now, this identity issue is a really big deal if we are to go beyond the reef. Jesus was able to face the incredible demands of His mission because He knew exactly who He was. He knew He mattered to God, and that gave Him confidence to move purposefully in His faith. You know, Abraham, he could take his son, Isaac, up to Mount Moriah because he knew that he mattered to God and that God was faithful to keep His promises. Abraham's faith, it wasn't a blind faith, but it was a solid, settled assurance and trust in the One who had proven Himself to be faithful and true, and that became his identity. Did you know you are now identified with Christ? You have the power of the Holy Spirit living in you. You are God's precious child. He created you in a way that pleases Him. You know, our self-talk, it matters. It's important. And, you know, Moana does this really well. I want to show just a really small clip from the movie, which takes place after she said yes to going beyond the reef. And she's on her journey, and there's been a few hiccups along the way, and she starts to have doubts, and she starts to fear, and she starts to think, why me? But take a look at what she does in her discouragement.
Who am I? I am a girl who loves my island and the girl who loves the sea. It calls me. I am the daughter of the village chief. We are descended from voyagers who found their way across the world. And they call me. I've delivered us to where we are. I have journeyed farther. I am everything I've learned and more. Still it calls me. And the call isn't out there at all, it's inside me. It's like the tide, always falling and rising. I will carry you here in my heart, you remind me that come what may, I know the way.
If I had time, I'd show you the clip just before that where she says to the ocean, why did you choose me? You have to choose someone else. And she was so discouraged. And in her discouragement, she was reminded of who she was. And in the song we just heard, she declares her purpose. She declares what she loves. She declares who she's descended from. You know, she was reminded of who she was, and that's what we need to do when we feel discouraged. You know, we so often sabotage ourselves with negative self-talk. Moana doesn't. She disciplines herself to speak life and purpose to keep her from becoming discouraged, from getting off track, and we need to do the same. You know, God's word is full of information about our identity and about our position as a believer in Jesus Christ. Let the wonder of God's word soak on you. I want to remind you of who you are this morning. You know, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are precious to God. You are cared about since conception. You are God's child. You're Jesus' friend. You are chosen by Jesus. You are loved dearly by God. You are free from condemnation. You are a temple, a dwelling place of God's Holy Spirit. You are redeemed and forgiven from all your sins. You are called. You're anointed. And there is so much more. You know, Eugene Peterson, in the Message paraphrase of Romans 12:2, he urges us to reject the flawed thinking of our culture and those around us. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God and what He says about you, and you will be changed from the inside out. Now, church, God is calling us. God is calling us to places unknown where feet may fail. But He invites us to come. You are called to go beyond the reef. You know, we have an eternal God inviting us to live our lives by trusting in Him. Life beyond yourself, beyond your comfort, beyond the safety and predictability. You know, when we come out beyond the reef, we discover who we truly are and we start to live. When we live our lives beyond the reef, we realize that our lives, they're actually not about us, but they're about generations to come. That is a lifestyle of living beyond the reef. And by His Holy Spirit, He invites us and He says, come. Now, Moana provides an edifying example of someone who is called beyond to a destiny that is bigger than themselves and requires great sacrifice in order to save others. It's an encouraging picture of a hero character who's been pulled out of the bubble of their own local interests and forced to take on a mission that is bigger and more important than themselves to save others. So what about you? It's a new year. What are you doing this year that requires you to take leaps of faith? Faith in action.